brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to continue going through news and breaking down the World War III scenario that we're already in after the break. Also, this is one of the top stories on Drudge. It's an InfoWars.com article by Steve Watson. YouTube restricts video of engineer proving how useless TSA scanners are. Man walked through radiation-firing machines with metal objects knowing he would not be stopped. Because it's all a hoax. It's about billions and billions from Chertoff and others, former Homeland Security head. It's about radiating you, and it's about saving naked images of your body and total domination. Now, everywhere I've flown, when people go through the scanners, most of the time you get a grope down as well. So that's coming up, and they blocked the video. Now, hopefully, when we get the name of it, we'll be able to find copies of it, because folks are usually good at putting copies up. This gentleman, John Corbett, is also joining us coming up later in the next hour to break down exactly what he has witnessed. And we're gonna air the censored video here. Now, again, when we posted the great video of TSA Help Wanted, that I think is one of the funniest things ever, was it so real, by the health ranger, Mike Adams, it went completely viral in a matter of 1 hour. It had been blocked via TSA demand, which Google admits they get government demands, quote, for things critical of government. And all it did was make fun of them and show them enjoying groping people and photos of them groping. And then everywhere else it got copied to, they kept blocking it. I know YouTube videos. I mean, I've had one video before, you know, get over 10 million views, just one version of it. And so I can look at the likes and dislikes. In 1 hour, it had over 1,000 likes. You usually get that in a video that gets 50,000 views in maybe a day. So it was going to get 10 million views. And every time that happens, they just block the video. The video is called How to Get Anything Through a TSA Nude Body Scanner. Get it? Put it on every BitTorrent in the known galaxy. Post it everywhere under different names. Post it under different names so the TSA can't find it. Call it Anna Nicole Smith in the Nude or something like that. You know, just call it Random Stuff, Full Spectrum Attack. And by the way, that won't work soon because they've got voice print systems like Shazam that are already blocking my voice. They can just, on the whole systems, hit a button and erase my voice everywhere. See, the whole web, as Dr. Stallman said here a few months ago, one of the inventors of much of the internet technology we have today, everything's being built with back doors to censor, track, trace, and control you. It's here. It's on. We've got to fight over the architecture of the web now. Google's now announcing they'll censor anybody they want. They'll track everything you're doing, every Google platform. They will not let you opt out now. When you use Google Phone, they're going to listen to you. We wrote an article 6 years ago now when Google put a press release out that they were using cameras on your laptops and computers to watch you. But they said, don't worry, an AI software is recording your surroundings. If it hears a dog bark, it'll then put it in the algorithm to show you dog food ads, was an example. People couldn't believe our article when it was a link to Google.com's own press release. Now, since then, public schools announced in New Mexico, California, Pennsylvania, oh, we're watching kids on the school laptops at home, in the bed, in the shower. They announced it themselves. And still, I was a liar when it was in the Associated Press that they're watching you at home. You understand? Because people know that's Big Brother. So, oh, that's not happening in America. But it's admitted, but Alex is still bad. You know, there's an admitted world government, but he's still bad. Because he said for 17 years that it was being developed. And it's exactly the world government he said, a global corporate private banking system. Well, here it is. New Jersey man in spy case spoke of viewing party. They're trying to put a guy in jail for 20 years for putting a webcam in his own dorm room where people were having gay sex, saying it violated somebody's privacy, which it did. But I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is one of the top stories on Drudge right now. They killed the video, but we found alternate versions and are having them added up there. YouTube restricts video of engineer proving how useless TSA scanners are. Man walked through radiation firing machines with metal objects, knowing he would not be stopped. Now, the TSA has fought the DEA and others on releasing studies that 10 out of 10 times different federal agencies have snuck weapons, bombs, and drugs onto aircraft. The TSA are too busy picking out a beautiful woman, or if it's their fancy, a child, or a man, that's their fancy as well, to grope. They come up in the U.S. and England with print-offs of the naked bodies. They were caught lying, saying they couldn't store them. Turns out they do, of course. They lie about groping people under 12, said they'd stop, never stopped. It's all about, oh, you have 2 ounces of shampoo, you're a terrorist. A woman was arrested for painting her nails on the aircraft. That's an act of terrorism. That just came out. And I told you, it was always about a giant federal power grab. But when he joins us during the next hour, we will talk to engineer John Corbett here in the next hour of the popular blog TSA Out of Our Pants. And the video went viral. It got picked up by a whole bunch of newspapers. And then, you know what happened? The video was blocked. And this happens any time we criticize the TSA in a particularly devastating way. One of the videos, when it went up on Drudge, but they were so slow, it was a day later, 2 years ago, of Michelle here in my office, her 7-8-year-old daughter at the time and 1-year-old daughter at the time, flying back from Denver. They wanted to go skiing. Never been to Colorado. Great state. And the man came over and was going to search the 7-year-old and the baby. And she said, no, you're not going to do that. And they said, oh, you want a woman to do it because they're girls. And she's like, well, I don't see how that's even better, but okay. And then the woman came over and groped him. So is it okay for a man to go grope men in a park? Then it's the same sex. Well, it's not sexual, I guess, if it's the same sex. Really? So this is the Twilight Zone area we live in. And a few days later, they jerked the video of her sitting in this studio, not talking about anything graphic, just saying she didn't want her children touched, but because it was a mother and it was powerful, they blocked that video. Mike Adams makes one, making fun of him. TSA Help Wanted. Goes mega viral. Would have been watched 10 million times. Guaranteed. I mean, I watched, as the view counts take time to add up, it caches, but I watched the likes in real time. It was like 35, 40 minutes. It had 1,000 likes, 0 dislikes. I know those numbers. That means it had been 10 million in a week. It would have brought them down. It was so funny. And you know what they did? Boop, blocked, parental block. Not a complete block, parental block. Nothing. Got like 100,000 views or something. That's how they roll. That's how they operate. That's what they do. And boy, they were on it. Usually if it's a video they're censoring, but it gets posted 100 other places, they can't get it down. It was taken down everywhere. Some accounts were suspended. And all it did was like have, you know, people dressed up like TSA just going, oh yeah, it's even more awesomer. I'm a secret agent. I'm going to grope you. And of course, it started becoming a meme. Like I knew when Charlie Sheen said winning, I got on an airplane 2 days later and everybody was on the airplane going, winning, 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 winning. Suddenly, I do hear it all over the streets now. It did actually get picked up. Even more awesomer. You see, we delivered devastating truth, and they just go in and take it down. And they're more and more admitting they're going to do this. Google last year said they get requests and comply when something is, quote, critical of government. And it turns out all these websites are spied on. Like the Drudge Report by Big Sis. And why does she spy? Because the reports affect badly on the image of the agency, the Department of Homeland Security, the homeland. I mean, they even choose iconography and words right out of fascist nightmares. Like a Kurt Vonnegut satire on a police state. They go with it because the psych warfare chiefs know, don't hide tyranny. Flaunt it. Flaunt it. And so now it's happening everywhere. They've delisted us from Google News. I mean, I don't even know how Google makes itself the search on all these apps. I want Google off the toolbars in the office, please. I understand other search engines aren't as good. We've got to stop using these people. You're like, well, stop using YouTube. They own that. Well, I'm going to stay in there. They want us out of there because we're absolutely having a big effect. That's the battlefield, but all of us should stop using it as a search engine because they use that to track us. They put a bunch of strikes on us when I showed you live footage uploaded that got millions of views. It's like 3.5 million views just on our live channel in 2 days when I sent two reporters to Switzerland, Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson. And we catch Google execs coming down the mountain from a chateau back to the armored hotel. And what did the Google chief do? Well, he just had a bunch of strikes put on our account and the video blocked. I mean, we're getting their attention. We're up front. We got power. You got power. We got a chance to beat these people. They wouldn't be doing all this right now and showing everybody their censors if there wasn't an effect. And people ask me, do you really think they killed Andrew Breitbart? Gee, he's going to release footage. that he says, will bring down Obama. By the way, I was on ManCal this morning, and I forgot to tell you guys he was supposed to be on at 11:30. Yeah, I know he was friends on record with Andrew Breitbart. They hung around a lot, went out to eat and stuff. He talked to Breitbart 2 days before, and he said, what is the video? And he said, yeah, it's basically him with communists, and it's going to bring him down. Well, that's what he pretty much said in the speech, too. But, guys, will you call ManCal's cell phone, see if he answers? Just call it like five times. He's got like two cell phone numbers. Just call him over and over again obnoxiously and just try to get him to pop in for 5 minutes. But he's just one more witness who talked to him 2 days before he died. And he said, what is it? Please come on my show. Please tell me. And he's like, I can't, but it's, you know, it's him with communists. It is going to, quote, bring him down. And then 6 hours before he's set to release it, he leaves a bar where he had two drinks with a bunch of people around him at a table, some he didn't know, and drops dead. And they tell you instantly, oh, he died of natural causes. But the coroner says, no, we're looking at foul play. We're covering all the bases. We're looking at everything. 6 to 8 weeks, we've got to test for everything. I mean, folks, if I die of a heart attack, they say, and 2 hours after I get to the hospital and they say I'm dead, they tell me, you know, they tell you it's natural causes, nothing to see or move along. Boom, boom, that's the earmark. And then he's going to release something that's going to destroy Obama that day. That day, you'd have to be a naive moron. But I was called a Kool-Aid drinker by at least four newspapers. By the way, most talk show hosts talk about themselves all day when they're in the press. I don't find that exciting, except when it's an example of how we're winning and a testament to how we're winning. But you type Alex Jones into Google News, even though they're censoring my websites, hundreds of articles from the Toronto newspaper to the BBC to just everything saying, look at the kook Alex Jones. He's been discredited. Those Stratfor emails, which, by the way, our listeners told us about last week. They've been out for weeks. Those Stratfor emails, they call him a kook crazy because Alex Jones thinks Bin Laden wasn't really thrown in the ocean. But then Stratfor Private Intelligence Group, I guess founded in Louisiana and based here in Austin, is there saying he wasn't really thrown in the ocean. But that itself is a scam right there. Folks, Bin Laden, according to our high-level sources like Dr. Pachinik and others, on record was dead in 2002. And, of course, the doctor that led them to his compound was a CIA agent. And now Pakistan has released Bin Laden's family, as I predicted last year they would, because they were never there. That was all a cutout. And so the Delta Force unit that went in the building and got on the aircraft, it blew up. And then those that spoke out, they packed 23 of them on an aircraft and blew it up. And it turned out the rescue mission they were going on wasn't a rescue mission. It was all made up. They're killing the people that could cover up. They're killing the people that are exposing the cover up. Just like with Private Lynch, the people exposing the cover up, five of them got killed that survived in her unit. And then she finally went public and said, it's all fake. None of it's true. They told me to lie so they could get women in the military. Pat Tillman. He wasn't going along with all the drug dealing and everything. He wasn't going to go along with the cover-up. They killed him. Turned out it was murder. I mean, it's totally dishonorable and evil system. And now, the hoax, it's not that they don't want you to know how to get stuff through TSA. It's the fact that it's all a fraud. They've tried to block other federal agencies that have shown they can sneak stuff through, who do actually care about security, because it isn't about that. It's about dog training you to be a slave. So now they're blocking the video of an engineer up there showing people that he's able to do this and proving it in America. Obama is arresting whistleblowers and journalists more than any other president combined, and it's not even a news item. And Breitbart's dead, and I'm getting threats. And Michael Savage, love him or hate him, he's hiding out with bodyguards. I mean, this is real. I mean, they don't want you to understand the magnitude of what I'm doing and what others are doing out here in the open. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. You've heard what I talked about. Government pedophile rings in the news. censorship on YouTube, whatever. I want to hear what you have to say. 800-259-9231. Straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
More on what's happening with the election, more on government child rape rings, just in the mainstream news, just who they are. And the madam will go to jail. Nobody else will get in trouble. They're probably just busting this group to blackmail people even more. That's just our country. It's run by every form of scum you can imagine, with a bunch of naive people sucking their thumbs, and those of us that are awake to it, we're the bad people. Chad in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How you doing today, sir?
I'm great. Good to have you here with us.
Okay, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a couple weeks now. I tried putting out a video on YouTube, and I got blocked, and my subscription got canceled. The reason why I was trying to get a hold of you is because I think I came up with a good idea how we could possibly strike a blow for humanity. And what I'm trying to do is organize a work stoppage in this country. I personally believe the only way we're ever going to be able to strike a blow for the little guy is, I don't care how you do it. I don't care who takes credit for it. I really don't care. But
yeah, a lot of people have talked about work stoppages and strikes and things like that, sir. In the IMF World Bank plans leaked in 2002, they actually like those. They're happy for a country to totally collapse for a year. They're globalists. They have unlimited trillions they made up out of nothing. In the old days, real factories, real businesses cared. Now they love it because then everything collapses even more, and then they go in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar with unlimited money, the mega banks that are setting up world government issue. You've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. You've got to get rid of private banks controlling the currency that they use to then shut down real private banks that are, you know, loaning in your area. Now, government strikes would work. The military, the police, refusing to do illegal, unlawful things, that type of thing will work. But a lot of strikes have been tried. A lot of people talk about that. But the unions are all basically globalist controlled. So they always call, you know, ban guns, communism, that's their demands. You know, it's never like unions, you know, demanding, hey, we want tariffs because China's got hidden tariffs on us. We want tariffs, so we're going to strike. No, they always make deals to then train the group to ship their jobs to India. So that's my issue on that front.
Okay, and the other thing I wanted to tell you, Mr. Jones, I'm using my cab that I drive every day to spread the word to everybody that I meet that I feel like is worth saving, the people that, like you said a couple weeks ago, that are in the water that you think can swim. I'm actually trying to put the word out there for you, Mr. Jones. I'm doing everything I can, but I feel like sometimes I feel like it's a losing battle. But
okay, you know, well, quit then. I appreciate your call. If I was you, I'd quit then. If I was you, I wouldn't tell anybody. And by the way, you're not telling people in your cab about the New World Order for me. People that are fighting the New World Order are doing it for humanity and the current generation and future generations. You say you're calling from New York City. I see a lot of people that are awake when I'm in New York. The problem is they all feel like you. They are a lot of, I don't have any power. What can I do? Move to another area, because I see people doing a lot all over this country. I see the states' rights nullification movement taking place. I see people rediscovering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They just had a federal ruling that you can have guns on campus. How do you restrict my right because somebody else might come shoot somebody? I need my gun to protect myself. These gun-free zones are unconstitutional. Now, we're having a lot of big successes. Record gun sales, that's a success right there. Record numbers of people calling themselves preppers now. If this was 1970, you should be prepping. You just need to be prepared. You need to have a backup. That's just common sense. People are waking up, and I understand it gets frustrating. Info from Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Basically, I wanted to ask you about something here.
Turbocharge, adrenaline. Tell me what you want.
Okay. Back in October, Matt Kaiser said something about a banker that died in the World Trade Center, and he basically got $5 million. I was wondering, would there be any way to basically claim that money or something like that?
Yeah, I appreciate your call. He was telling the story. It was in the news at the time. It was like $10 million or something of a suicide banker. He thought he knew he could die, but he wanted to stay there to do some trades, knowing people were panicking to make a bunch of money, and ended up giving up his life. And that's an analogy, a parable to bankers destroying the world so they can take it over. I appreciate your call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talking to these callers, but you know what? We don't screen your calls. I want people to sound like they're awake. It's funny, when I did a daytime show for years, people, when we don't screen calls, some are great calls, some sound like they're asleep, but at night people are on fire and they're awake because, you know, it's after work or whatever. Whenever I say calling on one topic, great calls. Because it's a specific issue. But when I just say phones are open, I shouldn't do that anymore. I guess it's always, things are changing around here. Things always need to be, I guess, a topic, like everybody else does in talk radio. And I guess, you know, we won't scream what your opinion is, but we need to start making sure people have got a pulse. So, John Harmon, you hear what I'm saying? If somebody, if you can't even hear them over the telephone, and they sound like they're injecting heroin, then I don't want them on my show. Do you understand that, John? All right. All right. Just because I just can't handle it. I mean, I'm not mad at people. It's just that It's all coming down, okay? And everybody is in a coma haze in this country, and I can't be around it anymore. I think that's really what it is. Everybody's in a coma. People are in a daze. The stuff they're putting in the water and everything is not working on me, man. It's not working on me. Let's go ahead and talk to CJ in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. Ah!
That's good. That's kind of like kind of a half asleep yell, though. Come on, let me hear some. Let me hear some real growl there. Come on, right now. That's a little better.
Okay, Alex, I want to talk to you about an article you have on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. It was the is Ron Paul warming up to VP slot or whatever with a question mark. Look at that interview. He is not even closely considering it. In fact, what he said.
Yeah, you know what? I don't sit there with my writers like Kurt Nimmo, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. I don't pre-approve their articles. And occasionally I see something that I don't really agree with the interpretation of. And Paul was just being friendly, you know, in his statements. And I've already told you what everybody inside the campaign is telling me. No way is he doing that. That was a Steve Watson article, by the way, that was written, to be specific. I don't really agree with Steve's interpretation of it.
I just wanted to put that out because I see a lot of comments. You know, they're always, you know, who knows? There's sock puppets or whatever, trolls trying to say, oh, disinformation. I know it's not that.
Steve was also reporting. I remember reading a couple days ago. He was also reporting on what other people were reporting on. So, I mean, he mainly pretty much covers the Ron Paul beat and you know, writes incredibly positive articles multiple times a day on every facet at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.net. Forget about that great site. So I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Daniel in New York City. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I'm alive, but I'm at the job, so I can't be screaming. But
Listen, you don't need to scream, but I can actually hear what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I just want to say I'm not crazy because I believe in the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, I'm sick and tired of the family court calling me crazy because I believe that I have constitutional rights and the Bill of Rights.
No, that's what they do. I've been in the family courts watching it as a reporter, and they say the Bill of Rights, the Constitution isn't here. We're family court. And, of course, the family court probably doesn't even know they were set up in 1915 on average as a race, hygiene, eugenics court that's outside of the Constitution and does not follow due process and is completely illegitimate.
So I told the judge, I said, look, whatever you do to me, I'm going to sue you for it. I'm just going to have to sue you in your individual capacity. Whatever you do, Shay told me I should be glad that I have enough time with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? I give you a day here, a day there, and I want equality. But they said that doesn't exist here.
And no, it's all about keeping men out of the house because the state can then be the daddy. They did that in ancient Rome. They do it in every culture. You keep the men away from the children. And I'll go back to slavery right now. This was in Rome with white slaves is where they developed it. You keep the women in the main castle. You keep the men out there in the fields. And you take the kids in to be trained in the system that you choose. And that's all this is ending men in the house, ending the family to turn us into this nightmare society.
I'm tired of it. And I believe that everybody should fight. You know, everybody should definitely get up and do something. Don't be discouraged when they put us down, because my Bible says that it's not the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he who endures to the end. So you got to keep fighting. You can't just stop and lay down. And I'm not going to lay down. I told them I was going to do whatever I have to do, file whatever papers I have to file. And, you know, they're calling me crazy. They said, oh, he's crazy. He needs a psychiatric evaluation.
Oh, I mean, look. You know, you're calling from New York. I mean, that's up there is where the government officials are in there with little kids having sex. That's in the newspapers there. So, see, no, they're the ones that are crazy sick. and crazy evil. And, of course, they always play that mind game. You're crazy you don't like the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. You're crazy you don't like the Army at the Kite Festival in Austin. You're crazy you don't like cameras in bathrooms watching you now. You're crazy that you don't like us to pull you over without a warrant and take your cell phone and download the contents. No, they're crazy, out-of-control tyrants. You're crazy to not want a private New World Order.
I thought
I was crazy for predicting the private New World Order. I mean, again, that's a simple mind game. And you know what? I love that Bible verse. I forget the verse, but that should be our motto because it is about resistance. It is about perseverance. It is about never backing down, never stopping, and having the moral authority and having courage. Quote that Bible verse again and tell us the verse if you can remember it.
I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I know that it says it in the Bible. It says it's not the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but he who endureth to the end, he will gain the kingdom of heaven. But you know, that's what I'm saying. Thanks, Alex, for what you do, and I just want to encourage everybody else to just persist and keep being persistent. Don't take no for an answer. Yeah, you do this to me, well, I'll sue you there. Maybe I'll sue you in your individual capacity. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that.
Start legally following you around with a video camera and see what you're doing. And when you get out drunk, get in your car, I'm going to call the cops on you. Maybe I'm going to start digging into you. Exactly. It's time to do whatever you can to these scum. Oh, I'm crazy? You're going to find out how crazy I am.
That's right. I'm very tired. I'm tired. I've been fighting this fight only for 3 years, and it's very
Let it get you tired. Rejoice in what you're doing. Form an organization of men for men's rights in your area and help others. When you really start having victories is when you just understand you're standing up for what's right. Understand that you're going to win in the end.
Just say one more thing. They said that I was bizarre because I told the court that you're biased against men. And I gave them the census data from the census. Here it goes. Here says the evidence right here that 95% of women are given full custody of children. But no. The family court is not biased against men. And they don't have a conflict of interest.
By the way, right? Statistics show that men take just as good a care of children as women do after age 3. Women should be with the children when they're little, unless they're out of control. And there are some women that don't have the normal instincts. But look, men and women, if they can, need to understand that they need to stop breaking up, and they need to understand that at least until the children are 10 years old or so, that the best thing they can do is stay together. But every woman show, every TV show, the men are taught to act silly and stupid and not be serious. The women are taught divorce is like a fun thing, and it's something you get, like a new pair of shoes. And it's all meant to destroy us. God bless you, my friend. Just be glad your child hadn't been grabbed there in New York and they're murdering him right now or selling him to Saudi Arabia or something. I mean, as bad as you got it, it is nothing compared to children in say, Eastern or Southern Europe. Where, the police hunt them out of their backyards on record. I saw a number, 2003, that from 2000 to 2003, BBC number 1.2 million kidnapped, sex trafficked out of Europe alone. You just type that in. In fact, guys, you do it. BBC, over 1 million sex trafficked out of Europe. It'll probably give you modern numbers. I haven't seen modern numbers in a while. And it turned out big governments were involved. Of course, governments involved in numbers like that. I mean, I just saw a week ago they caught some UN person with sex slaves, and they're always catching billionaires with slaves in their houses. It blows me away the level of evil we're up against. Let's go back to your phone call. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I want to say I'm awake. I'm aware. I'm alive, and therefore I'm active, and I am not going to just take what's going on, lying down or be passive. I cannot be, because
hoorah.
My heart is burning with the desire to see this evil stopped and to see it exposed. And so here's what I wanted to share with you real quick, and then if you've got time, I have a friend here with me who's actually been in what I would term a concentration camp here in Florida through the system. But recently I was talking to a neighbor of mine across the street. He went to a shooting range with his sister, and he confirmed what you have talked about so many times on your show about what's happening to people in the military and how they're being conditioned and groomed to view us as the enemy. He said that a guy that was working at the shooting range, who was about his age, 26, said to him, man, he was a 4 or 5 term Iraq war veteran. And he said, man, I want to go back over there. Man, it was so great. We had so much fun. And this friend looked at him and said, man, what are you talking about? And he shared with him, he said, yeah, let me tell you what we were doing in our spare time when we weren't fighting these people. We would find a dog, and we would shoot it in the back end to wound it and cripple it, and then we would grab a big cinder block and go over and just drop it on it and kill it, or put it on an IUD and just blow it up for kids. And man, that was so great. I want to go back over there again. And his sister looked at this guy and she said, are you sick or something? Are you nuts? And this guy said, come on, you know you're loving it. You know you're loving it. Come on, admit it. And I told this guy, I said, I told you.
No, that's nothing. That's how it starts with the psychopaths, killing animals, you know, dogs, sweet animals, and enjoying it. That's nothing. No, that's who they don't want the good military men and women that are aware of what's going on. They actually, for the police departments now, on record, try to hire those guys. And, man, that's who's pulling you and your wife and kids over more and more. And they are out of their minds. And again, the veterans that are good, 70%+ or more, that are the salt of the earth, that understand, they're the enemy in all the manuals. So, again, they're taking one group of just the crazies and turning them into an army against us, and then they're taking the others and saying, that's the enemy right there. And it's look, dramas and TV shows, getting rid of the Constitution is what all the good cops do. They make fun of it. They say how bad it is. They high-five when they violate the Constitution. And like every cop show I see now, and I hardly even watch them, every time now, they literally high-five. And they say, I learned my lesson. Getting rid of the Bill of Rights is good. They're like, yes, you've done it. And, you know, they high five when they break in the warehouse without the warrant. And then they, what movie was that? Law Abiding Citizen, one of the last ones I watched. All of this going on, torture is good. Secret arrest is good. On and on and on. I hear you. It is mind blowing that we've gotten to this point. I appreciate you calling in. Let me just blitz through some headlines here for you so you can see the kind of stuff I'm looking at here. And is the guest on at the start of the next hour or 30 minutes in? Because I wanted him at 1:30. Good, 1:30. Perfect. He's going to be on with us. This fellow right here in this article. How to get anything through a TSA nude body scanner. Blogger exposes loophole in $1 billion fleet. Well, it's not a loophole. These are just props to radiate. Yes, set the precedent to have non-radiation compliant systems. And record our naked bodies. It's all part of the humiliation prisoner training. Burbank woman detained for more than 10 hours for painting nails on Southwest flight. Folks, anything can get you arrested now. A large part of the citizens out there, their social status is in getting you arrested, is in exercising power through the state. They don't care if they're getting cancer. They don't care if they're being robbed by the government. They like it. They're under the black wings. And that's why more and more I don't fly. You risk your life. The TSA and people killed folks in the airports, beat them to death. When you go in an airport now, you're risking your life. And soon on the highways, people say, well, I just won't fly. Look, they're coming. They're coming with the military. And they want your genitals. And you're like, why? Because it's intimate. It's like, we're the government. We're going to touch your genitals. It's like, it's getting you ready for forced inoculation. They admit that. It's about getting in your space, putting their hands on you. You'll find out. Just wait. Wait till they start blowing stuff up and blaming it on American citizens. It's going to be on. Then they're going to march the cops out to arrest veterans. 1 out of 10 is going to fight them. Then it's going to be a civil war. We don't want this to happen, but they've groomed the police for this. They've groomed them to walk out in front of the 18-wheeler, and a lot of the cops want to do it. They want to be tough guys in an army. The American people are the enemy. They're making us the enemy. God help them. God help us. We could just wake up and say no to the New World Order, but that probably won't happen. America's slated to destroy itself. So the bankers can sit offshore and laugh. And the average cowardly person out there is going to line up and cheer all of this. They're going to cheer citizens being arrested and going to camps that never existed, of course. They're going to cheer the global taxes that never existed but are now being announced. They're going to cheer the global government but still say arrest those that say it exists. And if you say to a yuppie, but they're setting up world government and arresting people that are against it, they'll say, world government is good, but it doesn't exist. That is the soul of trending mindlessness. Man, Cal, I wanted to get you on. We're about to go to break here, but you talked to Breitbart 2 days before he died, and he told you, yes, this will bring down Obama. I can't tell you what it is. And I said, that's incredible news, man. Cal, I know you were friends with him, had him on your show dozens of times. And you said, yeah, but he already said that in his speech. No, but you're another person he said it to privately. Tell us what's coming up after the break, man, Cal, in 30 seconds.
You want me to tell you in 30 seconds, or you're giving me 30 seconds?
Tell me what's coming up, your Lord. Well, that's longer than you give me. Tell me what's coming up.
You and I believe our lives are in danger, and others. This is the end of the movie The Godfather, the original Godfather. They're going to knock off anyone that questions, anyone that raises a little hell.
Unless we're aware of it and understand it and don't buy their story. Oh, Mancow. Oh, Matt Drudge. Oh, Alex Jones. Oh, Michael Savage. They all died of heart attacks. And in 2 hours, they told us it was natural causes. We'll talk to Eric Mancow Mueller.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Mueller, known as Mancow Syndicated Radio Host, is our guest here. And you were starting out with the fact that You believe this is a purge. Undoubtedly it is. Look at him making a big deal out of Limbaugh, trying to get him off the air right now. Other talk show hosts are hiding out. All of this is going on. But you talked to Andrew Breitbart just 2 days before he died. Tell us what he told you.
Alex, look, I am working on a TV show. I can't go into details yet. I do hope you'll announce it. And as you know, I wanted you and I and Breitbart to be part of this show.
That was the plan, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been working on this thing for a year. Breitbart had signed off. Breitbart and I were speaking not every day, but every other day. Breitbart was on my silly little radio show once a week, and he was going to do a segment like the old Jack Anderson segment on Good Morning America that you and I grew up with. Breitbart predicts. And, you know, like he broke the Wiener story or the, you know, the Anthony Wiener story or the Acorn story, he would predict what the next big story was. This Joe Arpaio, this sheriff finding out, for example, that Obama's paperwork, not just the birth certificate, but much of it is fraudulent.
Yeah, he had like 20 CSI people confirm, yeah. And they were blown away. They weren't. Right. They were like, this is ridiculously fake. And so is the Selective Service, the Social Security, everything. Yeah. And he was about to get behind that and the commie stuff and bye-bye.
Yeah. And look, I knew Barack Obama when he was, you know, Barry, the community organizer. And for 6 years, people have told me they knew Barack Obama. They knew him back in the day. And he was introduced to them as foreign exchange student Barack Obama. But look, Breitbart told me he had films March 1st. He had films March 1st, March 1st. He has films March 1st. I said, break it on my show. My God, I want what Alex Jones had with Charlie Sheen. He goes, no, the House of Cards is coming down, man, cow. I have information that will destroy Barack Obama. It's over. I said, Andrew, what do you have? March 1st. I said, save it for our TV show.
Let me stop you, because you first told me 3 or 4 months ago, you said, would you do a TV show with you and Andrew Breitbart? And I'd even kind of put this in the back of my mind, and I know I've been on some of your shows before, and I'm like, well, sure, man, Cal, I would be happy to. That is a good idea. And I remembered that, but I'm like, yeah, let's see it happen. And I know your show is happening now. We can't talk about it. But the point is that I knew that you talked to him all the time, that you had him lined up for the show. And so this is big breaking news. I haven't seen this. I know you've talked about it on your show. But this is incredible that he said, quote, the House of Cards, you're quoting him, is coming.
It's an exact quote. And the fact is, yesterday was Breitbart's memorial, and there was 5,000 of my friends there, a lot of people that I knew. And look, everybody feels the same way. They feel that this guy was murdered. You know, are you there still?
I'm listening. This is incredible.
Okay. I mean, no, there was 5,000 people there. Look, this guy was a pioneer. He set up Drudge. He started Arianna Huffington. For Huffington to come out and say, well, he was a liar. Breitbart used to challenge people. Prove me a liar. It's like you, Alex.
We all know Arianna Huffington is a disgusting Soros turd.
Okay. Look. Look, I like Arianna, and I find her somewhat sexy when she's in my studio. She's a friend of mine. But look, the day of his death, after he made her, what, $60 million, I thought that was disgraceful.
She's a disgraceful piece of crap. I'm sorry.
Okay. Man. Now, look. Yeah, don't say that. Look, here we go, Alex. You and I, just the last couple of weeks, we were doing stupid radio shit. Davy Jones. Oh, no, we got to wait and see. Mariah Carey. No, we got to wait and see.
Whitney Houston,
whoever. Okay. Since I've been doing this since the 80s. We got to wait. No, we don't know. Amy Winehouse. No, we don't know. This guy died during my broadcast, and they announced immediately natural causes. Look, maybe he had a heart attack. Maybe he just died. Really. But March 1st, the guy goes for a walk in the middle of the night. He's about to launch a big website. He's about to bring down the House of Obama.
And he's dead. Stay there. Incredible. More Man Cow straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.